You. What's good? What's good? Peace and blessings, God. Peace, peace, peace. Peace, 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 peace. Peace and blessings to everybody. This is the Jesus Podcast. I am Huey Uzumaki. And I am super, super, super blessed, my G. Like, I'm having trouble even putting it into words. My apologies. I've been lacking in the department of content, but I'm definitely gonna get back on it. I definitely need to, cause I got a crazy life, to say the least, my G. And I be wanting to get my thoughts out there, cause this is, I think, therapy for me. Just getting out of my own head, trying to understand where my brain's at. But you know what time it is. We got to start with a song, my G. You know where I'm from up top. So you know how it go. It's an order of operations on how we do things. First of all, let's pay respect. Second of all, let's wash your hands, you know what I mean? Number three, we sit down and eat. This is episode 4. I'll get into why we on 4 already, but you know what time it is. Jesus Podcast. Yo, son is bugged out, bro. He's bugged out. Son is bugged out. That's funny. Shout out to Westside Gun. Shout out to Conway the Machine. Shout out to Benny the Butcher. 38 Special Fleet Lord. El Camino. Shay Noir. I'm missing mad people, but shout out to everybody over there. Trust, like, yeah, Ricky Hyde, RJ Payne. Oh, man, forgetting people all of a sudden. Shout out to Lukey Cage, Shybar. Solid brother. But, yeah, man, this is episode 4 of the Jesus Podcast. I am Huey Uzumaki. Forgive me, man, it's... I've been really just functioning off of zero sleep, and I'm just trying to figure out how to at least start to record some of this content while I have the time. So I don't really have the time, but I probably should be asleep right now, but I'm not. There's no rest for the wicked, as they used to say. I'm not trying to be wicked, but you know what time it is. You can't really play it safe out here, because then you will be under the bus with the rest of them, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like, I just want to do better. I want to handle business. I want to achieve the goals I want to achieve. I don't want to be in a situation where I have to look over my shoulder. But it's like, I don't know. I don't know if that's achievable for me to not be in that situation. I might reach the heights I want to reach, but I don't know if I'll ever be safe. Because it's always something. It's either your own people or it's something larger than you that you don't even see coming, that already got its sights on you. Like, it's an unfair advantage, my G. Like, if it's wartime, tell me it's war. We can get it in. If I lose in the field of battle, that is, it is what it is. But, like, if you out here saying, nah, it's all cool, and then I turn around and you shoot me, like, damn, like, how am I, you know, like, I can't even defend myself against that, technically, if I'm trying to be a positive person and approach with love and not feel like I have to protect myself. But that, I guess that is what it is. Like, you can't even really move around like that, for real. Just try to, I guess, be open with the people who are open to you. Because I'm just learning more and more with this energy shit. Like, it is a constant thing, and you have to constantly be aware of what you're doing and how you're doing it. And that's not easy. It's the attention to detail. And a lot of us are in situations where we don't really have to use our brain anymore, which is just scary, man, when you think about it. It's just, I mean, yeah. Like, the fact that I can't remember passwords is just scary to me, because I used to be able to remember multiple phone numbers. And you had to know at least three when you was in elementary school. And I knew 10. I can't even remember what the 10 were now, because they weren't all my house, of course. Or my family. But they were important numbers. And now I can't even remember more than 3 passwords. I got to write all that shit down. I just started keeping the same password, which you're not supposed to do. You know what I mean? So I'm probably going to have to change it after this episode, if anyone. You know what I mean? They probably already got my info in Russia or whatever. Shit's just ugly out here. I'm going to school for being able to program and things of that nature, and it's real spooky out here. You know, we don't read those terms and services thing. It's real spooky, my G. We signing our life away. Like, the 360 deal is laughable. It's real spooky. But let's get off of that. Let's stay more positive. There's been a lot of things going on. I don't think I really care about too much of that stuff, and not even to say that it doesn't affect me, because everything affects you. Like, everything affects you. But I don't know. Some stuff I just don't give a shit about. Like, I don't know what to say about the distinguished female senator that dropped out of the presidential race. I will not be a person that disrespects any female on any platform that I have. So I can say that she was some semblance of hope for Black women, and that is a good thing. And definitely providing an example for some young Black women to use as a stepping stool to, you know, inspire what they can be. So that is good. I think I've said before on this podcast that I'm not a person that supports the police in any kind of way, shape, or form. That's just not. That'll never be the case for me. So, and I've had family involved with law enforcement. Like, I do not support the police. Will not support the police. I've had close friends that were children at the time murdered by police. More than one person, I'm saying, that I know specifically that happened to, where they were unarmed and shot by a police officer. The reasons surrounding those shootings can be debated 20 times over, I'm sure. And I don't condone any type of behavior. I just think that you, as an adult, shooting a child who has no gun is sick. That's just my opinion. Anyone who defends that is sick. And that is my opinion. I don't really feel the need to kind of elaborate on that any further. So moving on. It's unfortunate that Ms. Harris dropped out of the race or whatever. But I mean, personally, like, if you are talking about progression and change, and as far as I know, when you were in a position of power, you didn't change any stats. And there were some stats that you could have changed. Incarceration rates, violence or misconduct among police and people of color, cash and assets dealings within the court system when it's linked to justice is a conflict of interest. So there's many things that could be changed, and people say they're about change, but it's like when they get in those positions, they don't actually really change too much of anything. In some cases, actually contribute to the growing of that system of oppression. When you indict people of color with low means, who don't even have the means to put a roof over their head, and now they need a lawyer because they're in court because they got indicted for loitering or any type of behavior that could be associated with criminality because they might not have a place to stay, or they might be in a situation where their child is truant from school because they don't have clothes or transportation or babysitters. And yeah, I do not and will not support the government or law enforcement, especially before we even get reparations. Like, how's that a conversation? When they had reparations and they gave it to not the descendants of slaves. Like, they gave reparations away too. Like, that's documented. Like, they gave the shit away, but to immigrants and poor white people, like the poor colonizers that, I don't know why they were poor. I can't remember, but capitalism, I'm not down. I just really wish I could do something about that, because I have to engage in the system, partake in the system on a daily basis, and it's not set up by me or for me. It was literally actually set up by people who used my labor to create this system so that they could always have the advantage and I could always be at a disadvantage, which is visible on many levels, to where there are still people who made over $20 billion this year. And thinking about how much I made this year, yeah. That phrase, kill yourself, like, that's how I feel about it. And I shouldn't have to feel that way, because, like, I work hard. So, yeah, that's crazy, my G. Like, making 100 times what I make in a year for the fact that you were able to go to a 4-year school and get a 4-year degree and learn skills and be in a position to know people who would give you the opportunity to be hired at certain places. Like, yeah, it's just very unbalanced, bro. And me coming from a place where I was already set up for failure and handpicked to be a statistic. Like, to where it's even difficult for me to gain willful employment where I can get vacation time and sick time, which I should have at any job. Like, whether it's part-time or not, I should have that at any job, especially when it comes to food or my health. Like, you don't have to make sure that if I get sick, I can come to work. But you want me to come to work every day on time? And I don't even get vacation time? I can't even have a day off? You want me to come to work every day? 5 days a week? All year? Never be late? What? And people just accept that. Like, why would I do that? That sounds like a good idea? No. Like, absolutely not, brother. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, how is that fair? And you're making 6 or 7 figures because you have this operation set up in 50 states, my G. And I can't even get a business loan. Like, this company just made millions of dollars off a chicken fucking sandwich. And I just really want you to think about how many, like, franchises these people have and how much chicken that was. And the fact that they ran out of chicken, reportedly, revamped and came back with more chicken. Where did that chicken come from? Is that many chickens in, like, just chilling? Like, that's what we believe? Come on, fam. Like, what's been happening? What's really happening outside? And then the media decided to stop covering it after somebody got, yeah, like, what? Now it's a whoa, we gotta relax. Word. I really don't care for anything outside of my loved ones. And unfortunately, my loved ones want to exist and flourish in this world and be doing whatever it is that everybody wants to take pictures of now. It's like now you just want to go to places so you can take the same pictures as, like, other people. Like, how weird are you, bro? Y'all are weird, bro. I'm sorry. You're weird. That shit is weird. I don't want to go to the same place so I can take the same picture the same as some other people so I can be as cool as them because we was in the same place and took a picture in the same place. I don't even like people, bro. You know what? Excuse me. You're not weird. I'm weird. Because I don't even want to be around other people. Like, I don't want to talk to other people. I don't want to converse with other people. Like, excuse, I'm projecting, I think is what that's called. My insecurities on the, I don't like doing that shit. That might be the wave, and I'm probably just being old and washed because I'm definitely over 30, so whatever. But I'm definitely seeing people older than me do it, so whatever, bro. I don't know what happened, and like, nobody's really speaking on the fact that, like, people older than me are doing the same thing that these 19-year-olds are doing. There's a lot of, like, 40s and 30s mixing with the 20s and 19s and 21s. And I don't know what that's about. All of a sudden, that's not. Nobody's saying anything about that. Like, I don't know. It's definitely a trend. Definitely a trend. And to each his own. I get that you need income to exist in this world and blah, 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 blah. You need money to eat. I get it. Stop saying that because somebody got a lot of money to do a thing, that thing is, like, a good thing. That doesn't make that thing a good thing. I don't care how much money you made off something. Like, you could pay somebody to kill theirself, my G. Is that they got the bag, they killed theyself. Like, are we going to hashtag that? Because that shit sounds stupid, in my opinion. Like, come on. Like, just because somebody made some money off of something doesn't mean that that's a great thing. Like, people were getting paid to hang people from trees at one point by the government. Is the government a great government, my G? Like, what are we talking about? People were paid to hunt down runaway slaves and scalp them. Something that they learned from the people that they murdered to get the land that they were enslaving a whole nother nation of people from. Like, think about how sick that is. Cutting off your ears and your nose and your genitals and paying for it. Hanging it on their wall as a souvenir. Like, just because money is attached to something does not mean that that something is a great thing, bro. Like, there's mad stuff that you could do that is super, super amazing that does not require money. And the only reason that there is money attached to sex is because people make it like an unattainable thing. Just like jewelry and all that shit. They create a supply and demand type shit for the shit. When it's like, my G, if there is a dude and a girl next to each other, it's possible they're going to have sex. It's just natural. Or whoever you might be attracted or whatever, however you want to go about what you're doing. Like, if you're not hurting a child, and to me, a teenager is a child, but to each his own. But if you're rocking with, if you're over like 21, like I could see 21 and she's 19 or vice versa. Or because I definitely had like many people probably in my age bracket. Most of the women I had sex with were older than me when I was younger. I didn't even mess with no chicks younger than me. Like, I lost my virginity to somebody older than me. I mean, a lot of people talk about how there's abuse linked to that, and I don't think I was abused personally. So I don't have any like weird feelings about females through sex or just intimacy. I don't know. I see it as like, because I know personally that some of my friends experienced similar things. They might have went through some things, I don't know. But this was like a thing. Like, oh, yeah, when we was in middle school, we was trying to rock with chicks that were seniors damn near, if we could, and it was a thing. But I definitely played sports, so I might be around some guys that were probably more privileged than just the regular guy, I guess. And I'm not saying I'm not a regular guy. Where I'm from, I consider myself a regular guy. I don't know. I feel like I went to school and to church and just saw people around that were way more talented than me. And a lot of them are not even breathing. So with that being said, God, peace and blessings. I'm trying to stay afloat, trying to stay alive, trying to survive. Trying to stay in tune, in frequency, in alignment. Peace and blessings. I am not an advocate for any religion or any specific set of beliefs, but I am an advocate for positive energy, positive vibes, positive thoughts, positive intentions, however you want to categorize it, progression, and knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And I believe that if more people focus on their self, their insecurities, their emotions, and their own goals and ambitions, the world would be a lot safer and a lot more fun place. So, yeah, my G. I definitely am going to make a couple more, get back to my regular length. Pause. We had to wet the place. You ask me. That's a fact. Never rap. Lock a fat. Let me hit you right back. Yo, shout out to Conway, Westside, Betty, Griselda, shout out to y'all, yo. Y'all niggas been getting busy, my G. I swear to God, I be wanting to just get the gloves in the, you know what I mean? I be trying to chill, though, God. You know what I mean? Just trying to do something new. Not trying to keep doing old shit. This was episode 4. I appreciate you if you was here with me. Peace and blessings. Huey Uzumaki. Hey, Zeus.